Let's go to John 16:12. Praise the Lord. So can we shoot fireworks? Is there a burn ban on, or is there, anybody know? Okay, the organized cities will be doing the Roman candles and all that stuff. You can't, so you heard that, Tavin. Don't be shooting fireworks. Praise the Lord. Some of y'all will know about that later. Praise the Lord. So we always try to mind what the sheriff's department says. We always call before we do any of that and ask what we can do. So because it's been so dry, we want to obey the rules. But there's going, as Mac said in the announcements, there's going to be a lot that you can see in the sky. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. John 16:12. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he says, he shall speak, and he will announce to you things to come. He will announce to you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will receive of mine and will announce it to you. Now, the word announce there, when translated out, is the word declare. The declared word, church, has the capacity to resource earth with heaven's resources. Am I right about that? Now, listen to this. Now, did you hear what I just said, though? Declared words resource earth. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is the part of a declaration. That is a declaration over America. And it's extremely biblical. Amen. So you recognize that. It's from the Declaration of Independence. The colonies were declaring their independence from Britain. And it was important that they became their own nation and that they became dependent. Independent means self-governing, self-determining, and self-regulating. To be dependent is to be reliant on. So you rely on someone or on a government, which we've seen some of that. So America declared independence. They declared it July 4th, around those days, 1776. But that wasn't the day they got their independence. But they declared it that day. You with me? So the manifestation didn't come, but they did it that day. That came later, 1783. But they had to start, didn't they? They had to start. When Jesus declared the fig tree was done for, it looked the same when they walked away, but he had to start. Something happened at the root. And by the time they came back the next day, the fig tree's done for. It's over. It dried up and it died. But it happened because he declared it. It started with a declaration. It started with an announcement. So America is an independent country. Our Pledge of Allegiance says we're one nation under God. We declare that every time we say the pledge, do we? You and I, though, we have dual citizenship. We are U.S. citizens, and we are children of the kingdom of God. More than citizens, even, children of the king. We have rights. But in our kingdom, we are not independent. We are dependent on Father. So, you know, he's the head of the family and he wants to be our provider. He wants to be our protector. So we are dependent. So we would want to celebrate our declaration of dependence. For the country, we're celebrating declaration of independence, but for us in the kingdom of God, we're celebrating declaration of dependence on our Heavenly Father who loves us and on Jesus who paid everything for us and the Holy Spirit who will guide us and show us all things to come. Amen. So I declare my dependence on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And church, declaring is a big thing. The kingdom is God's rule, His realm, and His reign. The kingdom is a system that provides for us. Yes, God, when He spoke everything. He declared everything, spoke all these things into existence, and He set up a system. Okay? He set up a system. Here's the thing about the system. It's voice activated. Amen. You're living in a voice activated system. Yeah. Light be, and it was. Da da da, and it was. Da 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 da. We got this. There it was. Everything was, He's a speaking spirit, and He creates by speaking. You are a speaking spirit, and you create by speaking. Yes. Your words have power. Your words, if you're a born again Christian, your words have more power than just a regular person who's not been saved again. And so you really want to watch what you're declaring. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that's how we get it done. So when you take time to dismantle evil powers working to frustrate your day, amen, working to frustrate your assignments, your activities, they are dismantled. They're dismantled. If you take time to declare that every element of your day is going to cooperate with purpose and destiny, then every element of your day, do you hear the word element? Yeah. Every element of your day is going to cooperate with you if you get up declaring it in the morning. Yeah. Remember the lady that wrote the book, Command Your Morning? Yeah. What? Cindy Trim. What a blessing to the body of Christ. She didn't do anything new. Charles Capps was doing it a long time ago. But she just brought a fresh wind in about declaring. And I like it that she said, do it in the morning. Yes. I declare today there will be no tragedy, no accident, no sickness, no disease, no perversion, no invasion, inflammation, insurrection, trouble, sorrow. Did you hear insurrection in there? Praise the Lord. Jesus' name. I've been saying that for a long time. See, but in these declarations, every element of my day is going to cooperate. What happens? What's that word element look like to you? Does that look like quantum? Yeah. Everything's going to come together for you if you're speaking in faith and you're declaring what you want. So your day will be framed. And, you know, a lot of people know this, but they just don't take time to do it. They'd rather fuss all day long and complain all day long and then try to spend the whole week fixing everything. Yeah, this is a well place. Amen. So, the system works by believing and saying.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, Pastor, we know that. Yeah, but see, I need to tell you again today. Because we leak and we forget when we get up and hear a little news. And we're like, that's crazy. Why did they think that? Blah, 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 blah. And you start going nuts on it instead of, not on my watch.
Right.
Not on my watch. This is going to be over.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, the system also works by you, by being dependent on God and not your five senses. So this system will work for you if you will depend on Him and not just depend on how you think you can get her done. Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. He wants you, church, listen to me. He wants you to depend on him. It's okay. You know, we kind of grew up, I don't know about you, I grew up with that. Now, God helps those who help themselves. I don't even know where people got that. I haven't read it yet in here, but I'm not saying we don't work. That's not what I'm saying. You gotta get some stuff done. You gotta be active. You do have to work. The Bible does say, if you don't work, you won't eat. So that's good. So this is not couch time when we're talking about faith. Get out there.
Yeah.
Amen. Do it. And so, but what I am saying is that we grew up this thing of, you know, I got to figure it out myself. I got to do it myself. And I'll not be a good Christian if I just don't provide. And I know, especially for the men folks, I got to provide for my family, but especially Christian men, they want to. And it's a wonderful thing. But they can provide a little easier if they'll be dependent on Father, because they work for God and sons. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it takes a little humility, but we can do it. So I want you to know that he's not offended when we say he's the supply and we're the demand. He's not offended in that. It's just like, you know, your grandchildren or your children, you're their supply. And you don't mind. You don't go, I'm not giving you. No, you want to provide for them. Amen. I should have got a better amen on that one. I said you do want to provide for them. Amen. We need increase, because the Bible says that a person who is a blessing blesses their children's children. I'm not leaving this earth without blessing Carter Jones. As much as I can. And some of these others that are my claimed grandchildren in the room. Amen. It's going to happen. Praise the Lord. So, he made us promises that he intends to keep. And then he swore by himself that he would do it. So he made the promises and then he said, I'll do it. Now you can't get much better than that. I'm going to do this for you. Deliberate declarations in line with covenant promises bring transformation. Okay? I'm going to say it again. Deliberate declarations in line with covenant promises bring transformation. You're going to get the change when you deliberately declare. You don't have to kind of skirt up to it or kind of, well, you know, Lord, if you would know, I declare in the name of Jesus that I have what the word says. And you don't get, well, isn't that rather arrogant? No, that's giving him all the glory, trusting in him. Listen, we do sound arrogant to religious people, so get used to it. We are so arrogant. Y'all think y'all can just demand and command. Yes, we do. But that's because we learned it from the Bible. But we know that God gets all the glory. He is the supplier. But you need to look arrogant in Satan's face. In lack's face. You need to look like you're somebody in disease's face. You need to not take it. You need to say, you're not coming here today. You're not going to be a part of this today. You're not going to be here. You need to be willing to do that. So if it looks a little arrogant to the devil, we really don't care. We do know how to humble ourselves before God and give him the glory. So we're dependent upon God, and we make declarations that bring in what we need or what needs to happen, like we did when we were singing for the prisoners to be released. We that was a declaration. That was a declaration. And now that has gone into the spirit realm and began to work. Amen. And God promised us that he would set the captives free. And these captives are innocent. I'm talking about the ones that are. Amen. So let's boil this down now as we move forward here. Let's boil this down to this. Depending on God means that you're using your faith. Okay? Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you believe what he says. So, you believe that he is. Well, what is he? It's not that he exists. We know that. It's that he's healer. He's protector. He's guide. He's comforter. He prospers you. And you believe that he will answer upon approach. That's what this wording means when it says that he is a rewarder. That actually means when you come to him and you make these declarations or in the spirit realm, you're making these declarations, there's an answer. The only way you're shutting that down is if you turn around and go the other way. Well, it didn't happen today, so I guess God didn't want it to. You just canceled the angelic assignment on it. And so you stay with it and you watch God move. I'm gonna take just a little side road here because I like something that Jordan said. He talked about sock faith. See, it would behoove you not to go for a $5 million property if you've never believed for some socks and shoes first. You have to learn to use your faith. You have to learn to use it. And so it would behoove you. Now, God's there. God wants it. God has everything for you. But do you have house faith? Do you have business faith? Do you have? What have you done to participate with the tithing and the giving and the flowing and the believing? And where are you in your stewardship and things like that? So there are things that you do to build capacity. But I want you to know that it's still all there for you. But it's going to be up to you to move up in the ranks. Can I say it like that? Or move up in your capacity to be able to receive spiritually through a declaration all the things that God has for you. What did the scripture say? Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. All the stuff that God has for us. Wow. And it includes stuff, church. It includes joy and peace and wellness and the ability to speak forth truth and healing and a car and a good bed and an air conditioner too. All those things. You know, there's a lady that comes to church here. She's so sweet. She's precious. She doesn't live here. She lives in Fort Worth. And she sits right there. And she's Valerie. Maybe she's listening. Valerie, I love you. She has a home in Horseshoe Bay and in Fort Worth. And she found us because we're her kind. And she told me Sunday. Now, how many of y'all remember Brother Copeland's story about the boats? Kelly and John go to Brother Copeland and they say, Daddy, we want a boat because, you know, you're always busy and we want to get out on the lake and get you out there so we can get you away. Back then, there weren't even cell phones. And we want to get you out on the lake. Remember the story? So we want to get you out there so that we can have some time with you. So let's go fellowship. So we're going to believe God for a boat. So one of them wanted a boat, and I don't know if I'm telling exactly right. Maybe we'll hear it in a couple of weeks. But they wanted it to be for fishing and those kind of things, yet they wanted it to be, they could stay out on it for a long time, yet they wanted to pull a skier. So it's kind of a lot of things for one boat. Okay. So they put it on the refrigerator and John and Kelly would go by and slap that thing. Thank you, Lord, for that boat. They put it right up there. Well, two boats came in and it fulfilled both of them and they were given. They gave to him. Valerie's family was the family that gave one of the boats. Now, I've preached that story for 30 years, and it's so cool. She says, yeah, I think it was her aunt or uncle or someone that, and she says, oh, I lived by Kelly. I used to ride my bicycle, and she's a little older than me. I really wanted, that was such a sweet family. They were so precious. And she said, it was before they were so big and everything. We knew them. I said, they're the same people. So I was just with Kelly a couple of weeks ago. She's the same person. I said, Kelly, here, let me give you this chair. Sit down here. No, I'm the hostess. I need to make sure. You know, I mean, just precious. They're just the same people. But isn't it interesting that Valerie came and the circle happened. But see, that's how God is. A boat? Okay. Teeth? Okay. Vacation? Okay. House? Okay. Health? Okay. Finances? Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm here to help you. You want to give to bring someone home to Israel? Okay. You want to give to the church? You want to help build the new building? Okay. I'll be there. I'll give you the seed to sow. That's how God is. He's saying, okay, yeah, I want to do it. He's willing to do it. And he's also gracious. He's practically trying to push it on us. But this God only can do this if we open our mouths in faith. Sometimes I just want to open people's heads and say, will you please get this? That it's going to be about your voice. Well, you know, God knows what I want, that he does. But you're not going to receive it unless you use the system. Okay, let me get back to this. The Bible says also to cast your care over on him. And so we do that. We're not to take the care of these things. We're to cast our care and listen. Listen for wisdom. Listen what to do. We do make some of the steps, but we need to cast our care, not take the care for things. Well, we need, no. You know, we just found out recently that, out on the property, we're going to have to dig a new well. So, and it's, it's twice as much as what we paid for the first one. And so, what are we going to do? We're going to cast our care over on the Lord and start believing God and sow a seed for it and get the well. That's what we're going to do. And God will provide for that well. We had intention of doing it anyway. We'll just do it a little earlier. And he will provide. So there's no need to try to take the care yourself. So that's important as well in this system, because we're told that the battle is not ours, but it's whose? It's the Lord's. So another thing we see is that this anointing of the blessing, it said that it makes one rich. So it's not us making ourselves rich, not in the God rich. The God rich isn't just money. The God rich is prosperity. It's God's ability to help mankind. That's the richest. Yes, and it is about stuff, because sometimes stuff helps people. And it is about being able to buy a plane ticket when God sends you somewhere. And it is about being able to get in a car and buy the gas, no matter how much it costs, to do what you need to do. And it is about sending. It's always going to be about all those things. But it's about so much more than that. And it is the blessing on your life that will do that. But once again, it doesn't come by you keeping your mouth shut or taking the care. No toil should be added to it. When you work, he doesn't. But when you rest, he works. All you have to do is start using your voice activation and he will do it. Now, more specifically, if someone really depends on God like Jesus did and does, they would be smart to find out what to declare, right? Two reasons why you would be smart to do that. Number one, he's way smarter than you are. He's way smarter than me. Number two, his words automatically come to pass and they happen faster. Yeah, you get that, don't you? That God's word comes to pass automatically. It automatically comes to pass. The Bible says, my word will not return void. It'll accomplish where I sent it. Okay, so if that's true, then the word of God, not just you saying, I declare I'm going to have a good day. But if he said, this is the day the Lord has made and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And you begin to claim things that are actually written in the word. You don't have to say it in King James. You can say it in your language and quote the scripture. Am I right? Yes. You can do that. But his word will not return void. It will go where. So if you say this over Aunt Maxine, if you tell her, If you say, I pray for Aunt Maxine and I declare the eyes of her understanding are enlightened, she's going to have a bright light today. And with people, you may have to pray it every day. But eventually, it's helping.
Yes, it is.
With stuff, you just have to pray it once and then start thanking God for it.
Yes.
That's how faith works. When you believe you received the socks, you received them right then.
Yes.
Have a cookie.
I believe I will.
Okay? So you took it. The socks are yours. Both of them. You don't get them one at a time. And then they'll manifest as you praise the Lord for them. Like, that's silly, Pastor. I can go buy some socks. Not everybody can. Some people don't even have it in their budget for that. But can you buy that? Because we're going after that. I want to be able to buy that. I want us to be able to have a plane to get between here and Raton. Because we got something working right there. There's more than you think going on with us and Jim and Misty. I would like to see that happen. I'd like to see all of us fly to Israel together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're crazy. I ain't going over there. Well, stay here. But it's a blessing to go. You need to go if you've never been.
Yes.
Send somebody. Let's finish with this. Well, I want to say one more thing about his words. They cut through darkness. See, a declaration from your soulless realm does have some power, but his words cut through darkness. They cut through it. They cut through it. That's why the bones rattling, y'all know we're singing scripture. It's cutting through the darkness. A declaration that Holy Spirit gives you cuts through the darkness. Now, just to finish up today, I'm going to quote you our declaration of dependence. You ready? It's in the Bible, and you're going to find it in Psalm 23. Okay? You ready? Yeah, y'all just listen to me. Here's our Declaration of Dependence. Now, America, we have Declaration of Independence, and we will not. I declare, and you agree with me, as far as America's concerned, we will not linger in an evil regime, under an evil regime. We win.
Yes.
On every front.
Yes.
Now, as far as the kingdom of God, here we go. I declare the Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. I shall not want. That's supply. If the Lord's my shepherd, never shall I decrease. I'm not going backwards if God is my source. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. Can you see the dependence in that? I can rest. God's got this. Singing about Pastor Nancy. Brother Ed went to heaven, she received a big love letter from the IRS. And he did all the bills and everything, and so she picked up that love letter, she said. I've heard her tell this about 5 times. I love it. And before she opened it, she held it up and said, Lord, I don't even know what's in this, but I know who you are. Huh? Yeah. And she said, Danny just said she called on the supply. I'm calling on the supply, and you'll take care of this. And when she opened it, it was a lot. And she just said, okay. And it turned out that it got changed and got changed and got changed from what, hundreds of thousands, right? Down to $18,000 when they were done. And they did it. Isn't that wonderful? Well, yesterday I went to the mailbox and lo and behold, I had a letter from the IRS. And I just heard that story. And so I was on the mule there on the cart and I was like, mm-mm. So I sat out there in the highway. I said, you see this, Lord? Before I even open this, I'm going to tell you, you're my supply. And no matter what it is, you have to work it out. I cast all my care over on you. I put it down, got the packages. Deb's got some shoes from Dillard's and stuff in the mail. So I got all that and took that to her. And then I went and sat down and opened the letter. And lo and behold, it said, we owe you $635. That's a blessing.
I'm telling
you. They said, you made a mistake. You paid too much. I'm like, glory to God. That's a good thing. But you know where I won? I won by just saying that. No matter what would have been in it, I would have won right there. Amen. That's being in the rest. Okay. So we can live in the rest and let the word and the power and the anointing of God move us through our destiny and purpose. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I declare that. That's refreshment. There's a refreshing in God. You get refreshed in worship. Did you get refreshed this morning? You can get refreshed with your fellowship with God's people. They'll refresh you. You can get refreshed when you go out and have some fun with God. Go out and have some fun. Do something fun. It'll be good for you. Fun, I said. You know, fun. Amen. Praise the Lord. Recreation. Recreation. You go out and do something, you know, and I guess a lot of people aren't like this. I don't know if you're city dwellers or not, but I was raised in the country. Just going outside will do you some good. Oh, yeah. Or going to the lake or going to a national park. Oh, my goodness. Just does you good. Amen. Horses will do you good. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. He restoreth my soul. That's healing. Healing always starts on the inside. He restores inside and it comes outside. That's why you receive your healing and you keep it and it's going to come forth. It's going to begin to manifest once you receive it to the inside. A lot of people are sick because they have sick insides, but you don't have to. You receive your healing. Now listen, your spirit is whole. Your spirit's whole. There's no problem with your born again spirit, but your soul gets weighted down sometimes. And so you just receive your healing in Jesus' name. And there's a whole lot more to that that we don't have time to go into. He leads me in paths of righteousness. That's guidance. He's going to guide you. Isn't this a great declaration of dependence? For his namesake, that's purpose. He guides you and there's purpose behind his guidance. And some of that is so clear because he guides you to keep you safe. He guides you in that. Pastor John, bless his darling heart. He left me too early. He would always tell me, now Rox, now you're coming. He was out in San Angelo. Now when you get there, past Llano, you got to do this windy road. And he would tell me step by step how to drive on that windy road. I'm like, Pastor, I'm, you know, been driving for 50 years here, but you know, okay. But he'd tell me, he was guiding me. He was always guiding me. Let me tell you where the dangerous curves are. Slow down and what's it called? Potomac or something out there. I don't know. It's a real funny name. Way out in the country anyway, past Llano. But what? Yeah, that's it. Praise the Lord. Okay, y'all been there. And it's windy out there. But anyway, he had to always tell me, but he led me. God wants to guide you. He wants you to be safe. He'll tell you, don't go that way today. Yeah. Yeah. He will. If you'll listen, he told people not to go to the Twin Towers that day. Yeah. And a bunch of them didn't even show up that day. Yeah. Some he talked to didn't listen, but he was guiding. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then he guides you to influence other people. He'll give you avenues for that. And then he guides you into all the other things that we just talked about above, but it always has purpose. And it is to his honor and to his glory. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, You can go through Death Valley and come out all right. How many of y'all been to Death Valley, the place? Have you ever been there? Ugh. It's hot. No need to go back. But this world that we live in, it's full of death. The death cycle is here. But it said it was the shadow of the valley of death. In other words, a shadow can't hurt you. It can't kill you. It's just a shadow that tries to come on you to get you to begin to declare the wrong thing. You start declaring death. You start declaring depression. You start saying all these things. It'll come on you. But it's just the valley of the shadow of the death, and it's testing you. You live in the middle of it every day, but it doesn't have. You can live victoriously over it because you know what I'm going to say right here. The shadow of a dog never bit anybody. It's just a shadow. I will fear no evil. That's protection. No need to fear. You have the biggest one of the universe on your side. He's yours. He's watching after you. How many people have gotten in the middle of something where something really bad could happen and they just say, Jesus! And man, they're protected. Yeah. Or just as little as possible happens to them. How many times? He is our protector. He's protecting us today. And we need to be declaring that. This is our declaration of dependence on Him. For thou art with me, that's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, that's discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, that's hope. Listen, you have a 6 to 9 course meal that you're eating and the enemy has to watch you eat it. And that's how you need to look at it. Oh, but what about him? He's defeated. That's what about him. Keep him in his place. Don't give him any wiggle room. He's defeated. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's consecration or dedication, but it's also abundance. Oil was poured over a distinguished guest, and that's how God is treating you. You're important to God, church. That's a refreshing. He wants to refresh you. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Divine prosperity. If you're living off the top of the barrel and it's running over, you can help somebody else. That's where I want to stay. Living off the top of the battle. So at any moment, I need you to give to that. I can give to that. At any moment, I can do that. Well, we're just so far from that. Danny, look up. The date on a week from Tuesday, please, will you? Thank you, Jesus. So, you can have this. I'm telling you, you can have it. You don't have to live from the bottom of the barrel, but you're going to have to start declaring it. Amen. Until you notice he's backed off. You listen. When you first get in this, some of you guys that are new to this, you're going to have to do this for a while. You have to train. You have to train. You have to train to hit those home runs. You have to train to make that grand slam. You have to train to catch the ball. You have to do that over and over and over and over and over. But then once it gets going, you'll just run out there on the field and you're able to do it and you're able to win. But you're going to have to train to win and you're going to have to push him off. And if you're new at this, he'll try to hold you back, but you're going to have to just kick him and move on. And you'll get there. You hear me out there? You'll get there. You just have to work it. You have to be declaring. You have to be believing. You have to stop doubting. And you have to watch your mouth. Make the declaration of dependence. God will do this for me. Let me finish real quick. Praise the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. That's how he deals with us. He's dealing with you with a blessing. That's the character of Father God. And this is the character of the kingdom. The kingdom wants to provide for you. It's already set up. if my grandson talked about my character, and he knew enough to say this, which I think he probably got it down pretty good. My love language is giving. It's not necessarily what I want someone to give to me. That's more about words with me, with people. What they say to me is important to me. But I am a giver. That's the character of Gran. And so when he gets turned down somewhere else, he think I'm about this kingdom. Y'all get that? And I love what my son said. My son said, we're not going to deprive him if he's using his faith. We don't want him to be spoiled and blah, 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 blah. Anyway. But there, then again, if he's sowing a seed, and he's believing God, and someone named Gran could do it.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Think through that. If you see a kid in this church and you knew they sowed a seed and they were believing God for some sparklers, you just rushed to go get it because you thought, I can supply that need. Yeah. Don't get them any sparklers. It's dangerous. But... whatever it is, a water balloon or something, I don't know. Whatever it is kids want. They want a lot higher priced stuff than that. iPhones. Okay, we can do that too. Praise the Lord. But you know what I'm saying? You write, there's something in you that wants to give when you know the cycle's going. When you can sense, are you keen enough to sense when the cycle's moving? I am. I can tell when people are moving in the blessing, and I can tell when they're not. Yeah. Oh no, we can't. And I, a lot of times I could tell because I'm about to give someone something and the Lord goes, no, you're not doing it. And I'm like, but no, I didn't call you to do that. I'm not calling you to do that. You get sensitive to that. Now, you don't go judging the person of whether they're doing it, but you just know you're able to see that. Amen.
Yeah.
Y'all receive what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's that date?
July
12th is a Tuesday. Okay. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So, last one. I declare I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is security in eternity. Security in eternity. And we have that. We are secure. We are never gonna die. What? No, we aren't. Not if you're a born again Christian. You're never gonna die. You're gonna leave this body for a little while, come back and get it later, but or if we go on the rapture, you'll take it with you. But we're never gonna die. When you step out, your spirit steps out of this body, if you go by the grave, we'll say, you won't feel it. You'll just go, whew, feel better.
Yep.
You mean that was me? Whew. No. You're gonna be better. Never gonna die. You're living in eternity right now. You were crucified with Christ. You are in heaven. It's all already done. Is that too big? It's the truth. It's the truth. But that's our declaration of dependence. He wants to totally take care of us like a shepherd takes care of sheep. Because that's who we are. So you can just go over that. You know, Psalm 23 is probably the thing that, the verses that most people know. But they quote it just like, well, you know, we'll just pontificate a little about this. But when you dig down into the meeting, it's all about Papa taking care of us.
Wow.
That's what it is. Papa takes care of his people. But you declare it. David was declaring it.
Yep. Yep.
He was declaring it. He was a psalmist. He probably sang it. You received that today? Praise the Lord. Father, we pray for our internet audience today. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing on their lives. We declare dependence on the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost today. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for them. I pray that they are able to build capacity, receive everything they need to receive from God, and step into their total purpose in Jesus' name.